a couple of months, and after a couple of months, well, this plant had started back up, and they had called, and I came back to work, and I've been there ever since.
What was the school that you went to in New Orleans?
Southern Navigation and Marine Engineering School.
How long were you there?
Golly, I don't know. I don't believe I went to that school, but the school itself, but maybe a couple of months. And the reason for this, you had to have so much sea duty time to make a certain rank. My goal was to get an engineering officer's rating in the maritime service, see, and sail. That's what I intended to do. And I needed more sea duty time, see, so I got on this Scandinavian ship, the refrigerated cargo and passenger ship. And it had been a German submarine supply ship during World War II, and in the engine room it still had a big sign down there that said Octoon. They never did take it down. And you could see signs on it that the Germans, where the Germans had owned it, you know. And it was a nice ship, pretty ship, real pretty. But I enjoyed all that.
How did you get the license as an electrician? Did you go there?
No, I went to a diesel electric school in the Coast Guard, and I started here as a helper and just worked my way up.
So you started your training in the Coast Guard?
Yeah.
Have you done much traveling?
Well, not much since I got out of service, no. Not since then, no. We've been on vacation to Washington, D.C., I think. Other than that, Tennessee, places like people go, you know. But all my traveling that I did when I was in the Coast Guard. It was all up and down the East Coast, down in the Bahamas, Panama Canal Zone, all down there. I traveled all I wanted to.
How was it life working on the Norwegian ship?
Oh, well, it's a lot different than American ships. First, you get up in the mornings at, I believe, 7:30, or maybe it's 6:30, and you work till 7, and then you eat breakfast. And everybody takes a shower when they get up. Everybody takes a shower. And you work for 30 minutes, and then you have breakfast. And every morning for breakfast you have boiled eggs, boiled potatoes, chilled kippered herring, about three or four different kinds of cheese, I mean real fine cheese, imported cheese, and three or four different kinds of bread. But every morning you have the same thing. And it takes a few days to get used to it. But I really believe now that I had rather eat that than what we have for breakfast, you know. It's all boiled, and we no fried stuff at all. And they eat, for lunch, you probably have boiled potatoes, and lamb, vegetables. They eat a lot of beets. But their eating is a lot different from ours. I believe it's a lot better for you, though. And the cheese, I still have a craving for cheese all the time. I'm always looking for good cheeses, you know. But you feel good on that.
How could you communicate down? I mean, it seems like on a Norwegian ship in Ecuador.